Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we'll hopefully continue our discussion on intuition and psychic energy, but of course taking calls for on-air readings. We have a caller in the queue. Want to do our usual, invite our callers and listeners to please follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. Join us on Facebook. We appreciate those who have done so already. Thanks so much for following us or sending us friend requests. And we would love more of you to join us. So, again, those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. And the call-in number, 914-338-0164. Callers, please press 1 to let us know that you would like a reading. And we do have a caller, Neil. 386. Hello, Neil. Are you here? Bringing on the caller. 386, hello.
Yes, hi, can you hear me clearly?
We can hear you. It's a little bit faded, but talk right into your receiver, or sounds like you made an adjustment there.
Is that better?
Marginally.
Okay. All right, is that better?
That's better.
Okay. Yeah, I had some headsets on.
Yeah, headset doesn't work with Blog Talk Radio, at least not on our show, because somehow that kind of speakerphones and headsets make it real difficult to hear. What's your name?
My name is Sheena.
Sheena?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Sheena or no?
Yes, it's Sheenah.
Yeah, I thought I wasn't going to get the spelling right.
M-A-H.
Sheenah. Okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. Okay. Sheena, what is your birth date, please?
My birth date is 11/18/84.
84?
Mm-hmm.
She's a 33.6. Is that what you got? Okay. And Sheena, what brings you to the show today?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say hi and thank you for taking my call.
We can't hear you at all. We cannot hear you.
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Okay. Well, I was saying, first of all, I'd like to say hi and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I called this show because I wanted to know if it's over between me and my ex. We've been separated for a while. And I'm getting those old feelings back, like I want that old thing back. And I'm willing to work on some things, but I'm also willing to set my boundaries. And I just want to know, you know, if it's a good chance, you know, if both of us have grown enough.
Okay. What's his birth date?
His birthday is June 1st.
The 7th. And the year?
82.
82. Okay. Let's see, I wrote down 76. And so that was the 7. 7, 7, 9. Okay. And how long have you guys been up?
I'm sorry, that last part, how long have we been?
How long have you been separated?
It's been, without, like, not living in the same household, about 3 years.
3 years?
You've been separated,
yes,
3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Like, we've been still involved, but, not in the same household. We have a child
not in the
together.
Same household. Wait, do you have children together or something?
Yes.
Okay, and your children, how many children?
We have one together.
One together. So Sheena just had a change in November. So you're going through a change. You're 33 years old. And he is, how old is he?
35.
35. I'm going to
be 35.
35. So he is going to have a change as well. It's coming June. He turned 36, right?
He's 35.
Did I get that up wrong?
Oh, no. He turns 36.
Yeah, he turns 36, so he's going to be 36 years old in June. So he'll be coming up on a change. So your cycles are kind of, at least on this cycle of your master number, is concurrent. As far as, is he expressing interest in getting back together?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Sorry.
Oh, I've asked if he missed me, and he's like, yeah, and I think so.
Okay.
Well, Sheena, before you shared that you had a child with him, we were calculating your numbers, and we were determining that this was a deep karmic relationship that is very serious. And the reason it's serious because it's just not a relationship, but it's a relationship with a child. So what that means is that no matter what, the father's going to be in the child's life throughout our lifetime, even if he does not connect to you in total. The what you got is an interesting situation with him. Right now, you're going through a major change, and that is why you're asking, is there a chance that after 3 years we can reconcile, get back together? Your code suggests that it's possible because your years are interchangeable. So
she doesn't know what that means, probably.
No, we don't need to explain that. The code suggests that it's possible.
Well, we can quickly explain it. Oh, okay.
So, the idea that that it's a possibility is there, okay? Intuitively, if you want to know the truth, I don't see it. I don't see it happening because I think that he's very indecisive and he's got himself in a pickle here. I mean, he's got a child with you. He has a certain agenda with you. You obviously desire to have him come back, it appears. The problem is him, not you right now. And the problem is his maturity level and what he's going to decide to do. In other words, can he be content being a stay-home dad? A grounded father. I imagine you're not married. He's just the father, right?
Right.
So, see, he has to decide, am I ready to stay home? I mean, to be exclusive to you, to be monogamous. Does my attitude and my maturity level, can I handle that? And right now he's indecisive because, well, to his credit, he just hasn't grown up high enough yet. He did something that was grown up. He had a child with you, but in essence, he's not mature enough to be grounded with the woman you are and be comfortable. So he's indecisive. So when you say, well, maybe he'll come back, you're right, you're right. But you see, the destiny code in your numbers doesn't make a complete story. It's going to be up to him a little bit. He may be fluctuating through jobs right now, too, a little bit in between jobs or at the job he's at. He may be having some difficulty. I don't know if you're aware of that or if you have that information handy.
Yeah, Sheena, what is he? What's his work situation?
Yeah, I think he may be. He's been working with this company. It's a private owned, one woman owns this company where they are, she has contracts with the city, cleaning contracts. And it's more of like it's the person that's on the job it's like some are doing their work and some are not. Some are being lazy, some are not. Some are blaming one or the other, pointing the finger. And, you know, when really, all they, you know, they all have the same thing to do.
Yeah.
What
is he doing? It's a cleaning company, so she cleans offices, houses, something like that. What does he do in the business?
He's clean. He cleans bathrooms, city bathrooms.
He's a custodian.
And
in terms of the custody arrangement between the two of you, is that like court ordered or?
No.
You arranged it yourself?
Yeah, no, nothing, yeah.
So is he supporting the children financially? I mean, you have the kids probably most of the time, right?
Yes. And so there's a child support order in,
oh, there
in
is.
Place. Mm-hmm.
Why
it's not much.
Sheena, it's not much that he contributes, but why am I getting two children around you? Is there more than one?
Yes, he has. My daughter has a sister, so he has another child with another woman. She's slightly older, and he has one with me. So yay.
So there's two children, but they're not. She said one, but
I was picking up two. You know, Sheena, it's difficult because you have a man that it's like having a fish. You caught the fish; it's in your hand, and it keeps slipping out of your hand. And you pick it up and you hold it and it slips out again because it's wiggling and it's scaly and it's slippery. He has a lot on his plate in terms of finding himself to a mature level. He probably feels a little bit depressed. He's probably a little bit resentful about life.
Mm.
I'm sure that his ego inside is deflated a little bit. And he doesn't have that beauty of character that can say, I'm still a man no matter who or what I am. I'm still a man. I love my wife or I love my woman. I love my child and I cherish this union because I'm still a man. He would like to be there, but I just get the impression that he's depressed. And that he feels like he's not that worthy, and that prompts a lot of problems. He's already had two children with two different women. You know, it's difficult when a man tries to become a man and he goes down certain routes that gets him more in trouble than he needs. But at the same time, blessings occur from it. You know, children and whatnot, and he has a responsibility. So for you to put hopes in this man is still your choice. That's your choice. We're feeling that it's going to be difficult, but not impossible. The code suggests that it's possible. The intuition suggests that, I don't know. You know, you're going to have a, I don't know, you probably have had heart-to-heart talks with him. Somebody, a mentor, we need somebody that can mentor him and help him understand how to be a man and still be happy with where he's at. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there to work through, Sheena.
Well, I kind of wanted to start by instead of putting him down and pointing out all the wrong things, I want to kind of start over and just start uplifting him,
good start.
Instead
That's
of
good.
Putting him down.
And I would
letting
yes,
him
do
know,
that.
You know,
yes, you should
that
do that.
He's a, you know, he's a great person. He's a king. I just, I wanna put that into him. I'm willing to do that now. For a long time, I was willing to just let it go, and now I've worked on myself a little bit, and I think I'm ready to put some energy into it.
Well,
it's like I rejuvenated myself.
Sheena, why did the relationship break up 3 years ago?
Well, it was a lot of dishonesty and, you know,
which
cheating.
Is what you said. Yeah. So immaturity, was he cheating or anything like that?
Yeah.
So, and, you know, that's
a good start, Sheena, but it's a good start. But, you know, then then you got to travel from there. And probably therapy is not going to be the answer. You know, maybe you can't afford it or whatever. If you want the father of your child to be your soulmate, you're going to have to work hard. But remember, we're saying it might take even more. That's necessary, but it might take even more than that because the man has a weak will.
Mm.
And that weak will has to be replaced with a healthy attitude about himself and an acceptance of what life is about and an appreciation of it. He doesn't seem to appreciate the fact that he has a good woman, he has a child, and belongs with the two of you. He doesn't seem to appreciate in depth what that means.
And you seem like a really nice person, Sheena, and grounded, I mean, mature and willing to recognize this man as you said, a king in your life. So I think even if this doesn't work out, there's another man coming for her. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, yes, Kristen's right. You have a good chance of regrouping with somebody else. But as far as is the father of your child and you appear to love this man and you're willing to forgive him for his trespasses and try to start again, that's a good place to start. But, you know, you really need some really strong, solid guidelines and you really need some help from somebody who's trained to help a couple like yourself with him.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need some help. You know, somebody when he does stray or whatever, you're going to need a support system.
So there's probably, I mean, if you can't afford counseling, there's probably like, you know, some kind, you know, like services that maybe do like a sliding scale or
maybe because it's an individual counseling that he needs.
Would he do that, Sheena?
That's what I'm saying. All I need to know is if he would be willing. If he is willing, then I'm willing to.
You mean willing
try
at the relationship? You mean willing to try?
Yes. Willing to work at it.
Is he willing
to
try? Yeah. Is he willing to try? Yeah. That's your question. And you want our opinion, he's willing to try.
And in that case, would you make an overture towards him and say, you know, I would like to reconnect on a romantic level with you and try to make it work and then go from there? Is that what your plan is?
Pretty much.
Well, you can try, but there are things to be worked out probably in the process that might be challenging. But the potential is there. I think that's what we're getting today from...
Yeah, it's going to be a long journey, Sheena. It's not going to be an easy one because there's a lot to work through. But, you know, I suppose if he was talking to us in private and we said, would you like to go back to Sheena? He'd go, yeah, I would consider that, you know. He would say something like that, you know. But, you know, he probably would laugh and go, I just don't know if I can deal with it. I don't know if I can handle it, but I'd like to. You know, that's probably what I gauge would be his response.
So you can, you know, go forward with that information. We have to get to other callers, Sheena, but we invite you to keep in touch with us and, you know, keep us apprised of the progress.
Okay. I want to thank you both and the help.
You're welcome. Hopefully, yes, it did. And like I said, keep in touch with us.
Start with upholding him and start with telling him what would be the benefits of being at home with you and his child. Start talking that way instead of putting him down.
Okay.
Okay, Sheena. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Sheena can join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook. We'd love it if she did so. Okay, 508 is our next caller. Hello.
Oh, no, it's just me. I'm just listening.
Okay. Oh, hi, by the way. I know who this is now.
Hi.
I don't know why I spaced on your phone number, but hi. Hi, good morning. I'll put you back on mute.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so we have, it's funny, 310. Hi, Valeska, right?
Yeah.
Valeska. Hi, I was thinking about you this morning, Valeska. So you did come in. How are you? 10-14-79-32-5.
To be honest, I'm in a lot of pain. I'm, you know, doing what I can to put one foot in front of the other. Tuesday will be a year since my surgery, and my lawyer and I did go see two orthopedic surgeons that even though they said that this was wrong and I will never be, there's nothing to do to fix this, that they would not say it was malpractice. And and I met with one orthopedic surgeon last week who was taking notes, who was, you know, saw basically how everything from my foot to my, all the way into my wrist is completely gone, any kind of working tendons or anything, because my ankle no longer works. So there's no foundation on the right side at all. It's like I was cut in half. And he said he would speak to my lawyer, and my lawyer said he has the papers drafted up, but it's he hasn't called me back. I don't know.
And, so you're saying
I'm kind of.
You're saying that it's possible, just on this little piece, it's possible that this orthopedic surgeon might support the claim that it is malpractice, even though someone previously did not?
It's possible. He's a knee and hip doctor, and he knows that if you touch something in the foot, you're going to affect the whole chain link of your body. And it shouldn't have happened to you. You're 38 years old, and so I think he felt bad that a doctor took advantage of me and did all of this work while I was under anesthesia that he didn't tell me he was going to do. So I'm hoping that, but my doctor said, my lawyer said, you know, he's not an ankle specialist. So, you know, he can say that it's malpractice. It just wouldn't be as strong as coming from the other doctors that said they wouldn't help me.
And why do you think the other doctors wouldn't help you? Because they don't want to get involved, probably.
I guess so. I mean, I'm, you know, the more I'm learning about this, the more I'm just seeing the medical field is a business, and they want to do surgery, and they want to give you prescription pills. And if they can't do that, they don't have any use for you. It's not, I haven't found it to be a business that wants a patient's well-being.
That's unfortunate. I mean, I'm sure there are doctors out there. I think there are doctors out there, but finding them and, you know, getting away from the doctors that are, you know, in the pocket of the pharmaceutical companies and things like that is probably challenging.
And I'm quite frankly amazed that those two orthopedic surgeons would not help me because a podiatrist did this. And podiatrists do not go to medical school. So if I were an orthopedic surgeon that went to medical school and there was somebody calling themselves a doctor that didn't have to do the training that I did, I would be really upset if they were maiming people.
So podiatrists, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the training. Are you, Neil, that podiatrists go through and how it differs from another
they go
doctor?
To podiatry school work.
They have to go to medical school to get an MD, don't they?
No, they don't. They do not. They go to podiatry school where they only learn about the foot. They don't learn that if you cut something in the foot, it's going to affect something in your neck.
We're not attorneys.
I'm sorry? Hello? hold on 1 second. You're breaking up.
Do you
Neil?
Neil? She can't.
I can hear you. Yeah, you were just breaking up a little bit. I'm just trying to move to see if it's me, because it must be me. I'm on a cell phone.
It's right? Got to be your phone. But Bonnie, you can hear you. That's, you know.
And you talk our way into it. But do you talk across the union aid?
I'm sorry, I can't. I didn't understand what you said.
Do you walk on crutches? Can you understand what I'm saying? Do you walk on crutches?
I don't know why I'm having a hard time. I'm trying to move around to hear you. I really would love to hear what you have to say. Can you repeat the question one more time?
Do you use crutches?
Do I what?
Use crutches. And assistance to walk. Your mobility. Do you use anything to help you?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Is there any way I can call right back?
Call back, but we're going to take another call first. This is
okay.
Take a minute for you to call. So just call back and bring you on after the next caller.
Thank you.
Actually, we have another caller. 3-4 dropped.
She's back.
Yeah, we're being back
a little bit.
Okay.
I'm gonna just move around and hear somebody else. I'm sorry.
No, you can hear.
Okay. Can you hear? Can
damn it.
No, call out.
Well,
okay, we don't have enough caller right now. Like the other dropped. So let's get into
it. English and things like I think we left off. I don't know, but it's not well. That's intuition. A psych will say, I think the guy you're not dealing with is well. And his father is in heart. I'm getting the name Robert. And she goes, yes, that's his name. And he had a heart attack. It's different. The psych becomes more specific details and very accurate as opposed to an intuitive.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where we about? Can you try asking whether you walk with a walker?
Oh. I'm sorry. I'm actually leaving my building, so you might want to just take one more caller ahead of me.
Okay.
I hear you. I'm getting in my car. To go get service.
Okay, whenever you're ready to talk to us, so I don't know. We'll
how? we can take her. I'm going to
have her hand up.
Hi. Valeska?
Yes, can you hear me now?
We can hear you. We've been able to hear you the whole time.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I'm in my car. I can hear you now.
I'm not getting your idea. So the question is whether you are using something to help walk or walk. Can you hear us?
I'm hearing.
This is the audiologist being there.
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't hear what you said, though. Are you laughing because of this?
Yeah. We are.
Yeah.
Giving
the only thing you can do is laugh, because I'm trying to do the right thing and just look for some guidance, but I'm yeah, okay. So
we're trying to ask some obvious concrete questions to a psychic place. The question is,
I have all my bars. Sorry?
and take the next caller.
Okay, well, we're here for a call. You can always call back or
call back because if you call back and yeah.
So the article of the science file is that we humans have a third eye. And
and it has human beings too, so that human beings take third eye. Can you hear us?
It's still cutting on it in and out. I have no idea why this is happening. Because when I was listening to the caller earlier, it came through clearly. So I'm just trying to just listen.
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just don't know if I'll be able to answer you because you are cutting out a little bit.
Well, the question we keep trying to ask is were your questions or anything else to you looking independently on any devices in your ability?
I have no idea what you just asked.
Okay, we're having a problem with communication. It's just bad communication.
You know, if you want to, you can email our Facebook. I know. Are you on there? Do you follow us?
Do I follow you on Instagram?
Facebook.
No, I don't. But by the way, you had mentioned that Twin Flame article to look up on your Facebook page, and it's when I try to click on the link, it's no longer there.
It's there. It's in the
email you from the Facebook page? Is email from the Facebook page?
It's linked on the blog right together. There. Yeah. You email us, and then I'll email you. I ask you if you can answer.
Okay. I'll try that. All right. Thanks.
You are you using devices? So.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Email us. Email.
I guess.
Okay. All right. All right.
Is acknowledging they're kind of very knowledgeable that there was a guy, and when it's pineal gland, and they describe it as a through a flower shape, it's also has high sense of development too, because it actually is storage of cosmic consciousness. So in that regard, it's like going to a supermarket that has in its aisle a little section for books and pocketbooks and the 10 bestsellers, as opposed to going to Barnes & Noble, there's a whole library. Now, to access it is a complicated maneuver.
That's going to depend on the investment of the soul.
The investment of the soul, the intellectual journey throughout lifetimes, the development of intuition throughout lifetimes, and also the goals of the human being when they actually come on the planet and what their whole agenda is going to be about. Highly intuitive people and psychics usually are called really service. They develop a wonderful range of colors and pollen. Their pineal gland coming out and forming a third eye, but indeed, good psychics can see a third eye on a person's forehead. Emerging from within. But what psychics do is that from within that symbiotic relationship, an intuitive will still a psychic will have a symbiotic relationship with the environment, yet something specific. Two will say, you know, there's some kind of barrier ahead. Better to try slow. I have a feeling there's something ahead. It's intuitive. A cycle that, yes, it's a three-car crash. It's spreading those feelings of the highway. There's a person that's rolled on the pavement for me because I've been faced with grizzly bears and all kinds of things. Look at me, smell, look at me. That's your third eye. Walk away. And
have me tell them who the people were on the streets, give them a profile of people, and they would be amazed that I was accurate picking out the